from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. November is National Veterans Military Families Appreciation and Caregiver Month. Today is Saturday, November 21st, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly, and I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, with executive producer Glenda Smith, digital media producer Manny Carazzari, and also assistant digital media producer Al Greer. We have some esteemed panelists today to talk about some of the issues that are going on right now, especially around the COVID-19 issue. And as a result, we are going to be talking about COVID-19 pandemic and a personal outreach message to veterans. We have as panelists Reverend Darrell Person. He is a pastor of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist in Chicago, Illinois. He was a commander of the Naval JROTC, Proviso East High School, U.S. Navy chaplain, retired. Last rank was lieutenant commander for 20 years of service. He is now serving still as a veteran in the community and saving many spiritual lives out there. We also have Evan Person, who is a battalion chief, Chicago Fire Department, U.S. Marine Corps. Last rank was a Sergeant E5, and he had 8 years of service. He is still out there defending our people and making sure that they can survive in a very, very trying time. They don't only just put out fires, they put out some of the emergencies that arise secondary to COVID. Also, we have Chanel Payne Stewart. She is an executive assistant, Wholesale Food Industry, U.S. Army, retired. Last rank was Sergeant, 17 years of service. So I am so proud to have all three of you on. Being a veteran myself, I know some of the boots you had to put on and some of the places you had to walk weren't that comfortable. But I am really happy to have all of you on. What I'm going to do is talk a little bit and give a little bit of a pretext to this. But we right now have a lot of myths and mistrust and misinformation out there about COVID-19. And we're told to wear a mask, make sure you wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds. And if you don't have that, use a hand sanitizer with alcohol 60 to 95%. Also, social distancing greater than 6 feet. And do not amass family and friends from outside your immediate household for these upcoming holiday seasons, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for New Year's, and into the new year as well. And we have to make sure that people, you know, what I do personally is wash my face when I come from outside, because we touch our face maybe 20 to 30 times every hour. And we also, a goggle with antiseptic mouthwash. But these are some of the things we can do, but we have to comply with these things. And when that doesn't happen, you know, as Tier 3, the restrictions went into effect Friday morning at 12:01, this was a wise decision by Governor Pritzker. This will save many lives, and the Illinois Department of Public Health with Dr. Ezekie. And these are really forces that are trying to work to help to save lives. But especially for our veterans, we have many homeless veterans. We have veterans who are shut away with PTSD, and it's really hard for them to contend with the social isolation, those issues that arise. So what I want you to do is to tell me a little bit about your experiences, because this comes down to real life. I lost my father-in-law to this. I have four cousins who are sick in Virginia. My wife has lost 14 of her classmates and close friends who went to Kenwood. This is a real, real situation, and we can't go to funerals. We can't, mourn the loss of these people that meant so much to us. So I'm going to start out And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to go to rank order or whatever, but I'm going to start with the highest order I know. I'm a physician, but I know that the minister is much higher than I am. So I'm going to go to Reverend Person first, and you can give us a little bit about what you see, your experience right now. What can you tell us as a trusted community partner, as an advocate for making sure that people live a healthy life?
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Arnold. I'm honored and privileged to be here today. You are absolutely right. It has been this COVID has been devastating to the community, particularly the Black and Brown community, a community that's filled with veterans who have been impacted as well. We have known many people. We've lost a few members of our faith community to this, a longtime member who was in a nursing facility who transitioned because of COVID. We've had personal friends that we've worshiped with who have been married for 20, 30 years and was, you know, having a normal experience in life. And then the husband got ill and the wife was not able to see him as he transitioned. It was devastating. We've had members of our faith community who have worked in healthcare industry, particularly in hospital, who have gotten sick because of this disease. In fact, was on a respirator for a long time, but praise God, she was able to prevail. But it has been very impactful. And then the mourning pieces, not being able to be there present with family members who have lost people. It's been devastating. So not only we don't have that ability to hug and to hold. Mm-hmm. We've had to do it at a distance and use technology and Zoom funerals and Google Meet funerals just in order for people to express their feelings and say goodbye to their loved ones. So this is very, very serious. And just because we may have a vaccine on the horizon, we cannot let up. We have to intensify our efforts so that you can be here this time next year, you know. And so that's where we are. And the churches are trying to do their part, encouraging their members, spreading the word, using every bit of technology and platform available to us to get the word out.
Fantastic. You know, that is such a, you know, that makes so much sense to me because, you know, one Thanksgiving, you know, to miss one Thanksgiving means you don't miss another 20, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And, you know, you bring this virus into the home, you can actually kill someone in the family. That's how bad it is.
Absolutely.
And we have got to start using our minds and knowing that this thing is very serious. It is, it's, you know, highly contagious, and that a mask does help to protect you, and that washing your hands do help in preventing this transmission of this disease. And you don't want to bring people into the family room, into your home from outside, even though they're friends. You want to be a great friend. You want to protect them.
Absolutely.
I was talking about this before, and the governor gave a press conference. And one of the things I mentioned was that, you know, you could walk by someone in the street without wearing your mask, trying to bring people into a room to be, you know, to have a dinner in a restaurant, right? And do things that really go against that. So I walk by somebody, right? And I may walk by them not knowing that I even have the virus.
Exactly.
I pass that virus on to that person. And guess what? That person then goes to visit their sick child in a hospital who has cancer. And I just cause that child's death.
Exactly.
That's how serious it is. We have got to have a social conscience. We have to have the compassion and the empathy for other people. And make
Absolutely.
Sure we're protecting everybody, including ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to move on now to Chanel, and why don't you give us a little bit about with the, you know, because you're really in a very interesting area with the, you know, the wholesale food industry. We see people lining up now because of the COVID-19. People are becoming unemployed. We have more veterans who are homeless than ever before, you know, because people are losing jobs. So, you know, that is another aspect of this. you know, why is it so important for us to realize that even though we're going into a time period where we're having a celebration, we need to be protecting ourselves? And did you have any personal stories, anyone that comes to mind about this COVID crisis?
Yes. First of all, I would like to express my sincere gratitude and for extending the invitation to be a part of the discussion panel by saying thank you, Dr. Arnold, along with my thank yous to the AHG team as well. For me, my experience with the COVID virus, my mother-in-law has the virus as well. Praise God, she's been healed of the virus. The COVID virus is real, and it's not to be taken lightly. During the holidays, we're coming up on our holidays, all three holidays you have, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, which normally families are gathered together, and we have to respect each other and show our love by not allowing anyone to come into our homes. This pandemic has crippled our nation, and there are certain myths going on around about the virus. However, we have to consider it as being deadly because the numbers are constantly rising.
Yes.
It's on the rise. Several days ago, I've heard the governor of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, he had made a statement, and he said, "I love you so much, and I am so thankful for you that I'm not going to see you." That's how I have to show you that I love you. I'm not going to see you. That's how much I love you. So in this season, it's not to be taken lightly. You know, if no one, if your family, and other than your family members, should not be allowed into your home. You know, this Thanksgiving is only one out of many, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, that we will be able to see each other if we just skip, you know, from one, your loved ones coming to your home. But also, my niece had the virus as well. Well, two of my nieces had been experienced with the virus. It's important that we wash our hands, continue to keep social distancing, and wearing our face protective mask is number one. We have to respect each other. We could save lives if we just adhere to our government officials, our governor, along with the task force team, the coronavirus task force team as well.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that really, you know, it's a common denominator between chronic diseases and this coronavirus, right? So what happens is that with diabetes and with high blood pressure, what they affect is the brain with strokes and, you know, that kind of thing. They also affect the heart with heart attacks, you know, and they affect the kidneys as well as the lungs. You know, we always think about the lungs. But these blood vessels get damaged, inflammation from these chronic diseases. And this COVID virus actually attacks the same blood vessels. And that's why we have to be really looking at this, because it's not just about whether you live or die. Because if you do survive this, it can actually have ongoing consequences for you. And we have young people, you know, succumbing to this virus, and we don't know what that's going to, you know, foretell for them in the future. As they go, you know, into the future, whether this is going to be an underlying chronic problem that people are going to have to deal with. That's why even if you're young, even if the, you know, it's affected, deaths are affecting mostly people 50 and above, you have to start thinking about what is this going to do for my future as an individual? And what is it going to do if I bring this home to my parents and I'm a teenager? I may end up being homeless because my dad and my mom pass away. My grandparents who are taking care of me pass away. So you really have to think about what this means for you as an individual, even if you are young, that you must wear these masks, you must social distance, you must protect your family. And you must also make sure you wash your hands and, you know, clean the environment that you're you know, surrounded in. So I'm going to go on to Evan. I know Evan Person has been waiting there. He's he retired as a Marine Corps, so I know he is at the, you know, with his sword drawn and ready to charge forward as an E-5. But, you know, and he also, you know, as a battalion chief of the Chicago Fire Department, this man is out there in the mix. That's all I can say. So, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit, Evan, about your experiences and what, you know, some of the, I know that you're in a command position, but, you know, what you're hearing about on the streets with the EMS workers, what people have to go through every day.
Well, it's a struggle. First of all, I'm in the Fire Prevention Bureau, and we've had a large span of my coworkers got caught up in the COVID and had to be tested for various reasons. Got it from their family members or whatever the case. That we almost had to shut our office down because they had to be quarantined. So it's very serious out here. And the ones that's on the street, the personnel, EMS and fire department personnel, it's a strain on them because they see so much out there. I mean, it's focusing on just trying to help and trying to be there. But it's hard when you see that they're not wearing masks. People are not wearing masks. They, like I said, they take it as a joke or say it can't happen to me until it does happen. It's so sad. This could have been prevented just by the simple steps, putting the mask on, keeping social distancing, washing your hands. And it's really sad to see this happening.
Yeah.
Because I think more lives could have been saved if we just followed protocols, SOPs, procedures, and the guidelines that were set up.
One of the quotes I came up with after, you know, being in medicine for such a while was, it said that science never asks you to believe in it, but is unforgiving if you do not. So you better, you know, you may not believe in gravity, but try walking off that cliff. So I think people need to wear that mask. They need to wash their hands. They need to socially distance and keep that in place. And luckily we have, you know, a great governor, Pritzker. We have Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and Dr. Ngozi Nziki, who's, the current director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. I was a former director back in 2007-11, but they are doing a wonderful job trying to push to make people really understand how serious this is within our communities. And I'm looking forward to all of you. You all need to be community ambassadors. You know, you need to, you know, be part of the system. They're actually asking for that to happen now. And we are looking for our community ambassadors to really spread this word. I'm going to try to get the injection of my COVID vaccine online. And I'm waiting for that, my turn to do that. But that's something that's going to be important to me because I want to protect my family, my friends, and my community.
Absolutely.
Yes. So any last second words, because we are about to close out the show. About 20 seconds.
Okay, this is Pastor Person. I know that a lot of people are getting caught up in the holidays and how special they are. Just remember this. This may not be the best Thanksgiving or Christmas you may have ever had, but it can still be the most memorable. You can look back and see what you did during these trying times, and you can make the best of the circumstance, so it can still be the most memorable. None of us will ever forget what Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's was like during 2020-2021. So make it memorable so you can make it to next year and make it even better.
Okay, Reverend Person, Evan and Chanel, we are going to have you back on again, but we just really appreciate, love what you're doing for our community, and we are looking for you to be strong ambassadors. You already are showing that you have that right edge on it. And thank you for your service, as always.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312 312- 781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chris Kennedy. My wife Sheila and I founded Top Box Foods as a community nonprofit to ensure everyone has safe access to healthy, affordable food. We are honored to partner with Vietnam veteran and our friend Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, along with Congressman Danny Davis, to celebrate the holidays by donating boxes of delicious meats and chicken, as well as fresh produce from Top Box Foods for veterans and Chicago communities so families can enjoy healthy meals with their loved ones. Happy holidays from the Kennedy family and from all of us at Top Box Foods.